The Lord be with you.
And
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, but it did not collapse. It had been set solidly on rock. And everyone who listens to these words of mine but does not act on them will be like a fool who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house. And it collapsed and was completely ruined. When Jesus finished these words, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as their scribes. The Gospel of the Lord. You've heard the conclusion of the Sermon on the Mount, which you're going to be listening to in the Sundays. You heard the first part of the Sermon on the Mount last Sunday, the Beatitudes, Matthew chapter 5. So it's Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7 is the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus, being the best of teachers, good teachers will often use literary devices, which is called a literary contrast. Contrast means what you show opposites. Easier for the human mind to understand contrasts. Okay, the contrast is this. You have a house that's built on rock and a house that's built on sand. Now, when the inclement temperature hits these two houses, the house built on sand collapses. And it's lost. It's ruined. The house built on rock, the same inclement weather hits the house, but the house remains. Okay, this is what Jesus' purpose is in giving us this contrast, is that you are the house. What is your foundation? That's the whole message. You're the house. What is your foundation? You are the temple of God. You are God's edifice. Peter says that you are the stones in the temple. Now, I hope and I pray that what we're doing today, this hour, what follows is the Mass, is we're trying to build our house on rock right now. Right now. Is that we are builders. We're building our house on rock right now. Because St. Paul says that Jesus is our rock. It's interesting that our Lord himself never called himself the rock, but St. Paul does call him the rock. He's the rock. And where is the rock? Right on the altar. And then the rock is going to enter into your hearts when you receive Holy Communion. So all of you can leave this church today with a very, very solid rock foundation. Amen.